Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, Chick is Eating, plus Halloween, Rings, comedian Tim Cavanaugh, and Donnie Baker, all right after this.
Not long ago, he was just like you, a boring job with a boring income and no relief in sight. Now, he's one of the world's most popular studio pan flute artists, doing backup pan flute for such great names as Tony Bennett, the Dave Clark Five, Florence Henderson, and of course, Run DMC. He's Haji, and he wants to teach you the pan flute with his new teaching guide, The Haji Method. If you act now, you will receive via parcel post your very own pan flute, your color note songbook, easy-to-misplace instructions, and a cassette, so that in no time you can be playing like a master along with some of the world's great orchestras. You'll be playing Stranger in the Night, I Want to Hold Your Hand.
This is supposed to be funny.
Oh, sorry, Haji.
Pretty jazzy style.
You bet.
Haji has worked for years perfecting the Haji method of pan flute playing. And now here's Haji to tell you more.
Hello, this is Haji. I've had a lot of fun with this old pan flute, and so can you, with your own pan flute, not with mine. All you have to do is bend away for the Haji method of pan flute playing. It's so simple. All you have to do, when you get your kit, it comes with this sheet of little colored dots, right? And you peel them off, and you place them over the holes of your pan flute. And it's red and blue and green and yellow. Then you take out your Haji method pan flute songbook, and every time you see a red dot, you pick up the red hole. Every time you see a yellow dot, you pull up on the yellow hole. It's so simple. Let's try. Wait a minute. This pan flute won't work with these things over the hole. Oh, no. We messed up big time this time. We should have tested this method before we advertised.
The Haji method. And if you act there, you can also receive the classical collection with special book and cassette that'll have you playing the great works of the old masters, Bach, Beethoven, Brahms, and, of course, Tchaikovsky.
Get these dots off. I can't play with these on.
The Haji method. Send for yours today. Send check or money order for $3.95.
Yeah, big price.
To Haji, PO Box 472 to the Second Power, Grand Funk Station, Seoul, Korea, 18227-5904. Or Visa or MasterCard, phone 1-800-ZOMFEAR. The Haji method. Do it today.
dogs everywhere are covering their ears right now.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
You guys finish your medical conversation?
We were all standing in the break room looking at Christy's injury.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not good.
No.
She has a hole in her butt.
It's more of a crack.
Yeah, sorry.
That's the joke.
And a crack.
It's a crack. Sorry.
It's been there forever.
It won't heal.
No.
Ah, boy. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Happy Halloween. We're in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. There's Ace. There's Chick. That's Josh. I'm Tom. That's Pat Godwin. Christy Lee, of course, at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk. Chick McGee's having a snack over at theorangeinsoles.com. Sports desk.
That's right.
Thank you very much. Now, we have a lot to get to. I think right now it's very important that we get some frivolity in the room.
All right.
With, of course, the
Ace
Cosby joke of the day. What is this, a radio show? What's going on here?
What's going on here?
For all the trick-or-treaters out there,
yes.
A little information for you. Where do ghosts go for vacation?
I don't know. Where?
Malibu.
Oh, that's cute. Aww. That's a cute one. Chick?
Chick's having yogurt or
hard
something.
Pass.
You can't.
Here's the thing. You're eating on the
cottage
air,
cheese,
which is rule number one. But tell the listeners what you're eating.
I like, at this time of morning, I like to sit and reflect.
Yep. Yes.
And you guys order coffee, which I can take or leave, of course. And I have cottage cheese with a little, what is that called? Rice Chex?
Chex mix?
Chex mix. That's what it's called.
Riveting.
You put it inside the cottage cheese.
I'll alert the media. Uh-huh.
That's weird, isn't it, Tom?
Yes. Yeah, that's weird.
And maybe
I thought you were dipping Pringles into the cottage cheese.
Why don't you play the chorus
again? That's normal.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Biker.
Hey, Donnie.
Chick, you just made me vomit burping my mouth.
Oh, well.
I swear to God. It's not punishment. But happy Halloween, you guys.
Happy Halloween to you, Donnie.
I thought I'd call you guys and let you know some of my official Halloween trick-or-treating tips.
Oh, great. Oh. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, people forget Halloween's all about networking, you know? You and your friends want to be sure to text each other when you find a house that hands out the full-size candy bars.
Of course.
Like Josh is bragging about. Don't fall for this fun-size frost. It's only fun for the tight ass passing them out. Notice you don't hear guys bragging about rocking fun size rubbers. So why are you going to brag about fun size candy bars? This has become a bigger hoax than roundabouts. Oh, and
you're on the roundabouts.
At the same time, let each other know who's handing out crappy stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like cottage cheese, or just put the flag up on their mailbox so people don't waste their time on the houses with popcorn balls and religious pamphlets. Second and foremost, if you live in a big neighborhood, you ain't got time to hit all the houses.
Right.
So if you notice that one of your neighbors is handing out candy dressed up as O.J. or Paula Deans, you may want to have your kids skip that one. If you're staying at home and handing out candy this year,
yes.
I got a great tip for you.
Oh.
Firstly, if you're going to hand out anything other than candy, like pencils, erasers, or organic juice boxes,
right.
Just do yourself and the neighborhood a favor and toilet paper your own house. Swear to God. You might as well smash your pumpkins while you're at it, too. Save us all the extra effort. See, when I stay at home and hand out candy, what I do, now listen up, because this is brilliance in action.
All right.
What I do is I set out a big empty bowl with just a couple of candy wrappers in it on my front porch.
Right.
Then I put a sign above it saying, help yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Then when the kids see the empty bowl, they think they're too late to the party. I swear to God.
That's pretty brilliant.
Just keep an eye on your pumpkins.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing worse than having them drop a deuce in your kid's jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I swear to God, last year ours got hit so much we couldn't even get the lid back on it.
No,
oozing out the eyes.
Yeah. Oh, squeezed out the eyes.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
There's a Play-Doh mold I don't want to see.
That's like a fun factor.
Right. Yeah.
Third and better, Nazareth, don't be one of them families that decide to team up with other families and set up camp at the end of the driveway like a cult meeting.
That's a big thing now.
It is.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I hate it. Just because they don't want traffic on their porch. I can't stand these people. Look like they're camping out waiting for Jazz Fest to start.
Pre-gaming.
Handing lawn chairs by their cars. Great. So now, not only I got to worry about Whiffy getting a cavity, now his Milky Way smells like a muffler, and I got to worry about us getting carbon dioxide. Sucks. As I say every year, if you find any candy you think might be tainted or laced with CBD or LSD or THC, just wrap them up and send them to me and my mom, Phyllis, and we'll gladly test them out for you.
I bet.
Safety first. I got it.
All right. Thanks, Donnie.
Very helpful.
Yeah, it's very helpful. Hence, the image of a pumpkin in my head that I'll probably won't be able to get out.
Yeah.
When are you going to become the guy that's making the hot dogs at the end of the driveway? That's
surprised
coming.
That hasn't happened.
Yeah, me too.
And it sounds like you do set up at the end of the driveway. Is that true?
No.
Okay.
But that's fine, actually.
I think so. I like the driveway because setup.
I do too. They have a little fire pit, and they've got...
Yeah, and it speeds up the process.
They come all the way up
the driveway and hang out. But yeah.
Well, some people don't have massive driveways.
Pick the wrong lot, that's your fault.
That's right. Your lot is the wrong lot.
No, just...
In life. No.
I like trees, that kind of thing.
Did you see the South Park episode where they were planning out their Halloween trick-or-treating, that they're all doing it on electric scooters? It was pretty funny.
Oh, nice.
And little Kenny didn't have a scooter because he's poor, so he can't get one. It was kind of sad, actually. But
can you rent one now with a...
He didn't have a cell phone. That's the whole point. You can't.
Kenny's poor.
He doesn't own a cell phone. Right. So he can't get a scooter, and the kids don't want to trick or treat with him because he slows them down because he's not on a scooter.
That's a shame. What are the things that look like? Segways? Anybody trick or treat on one of those?
I don't know.
Oh, man, they do.
Isn't it, if you can drive, shouldn't you not be trick or treating? Isn't there? What is the cutoff?
Yeah.
That's a weird thing in life.
14, I think, is your cutoff day. Age, don't you?
I love Halloween.
14.
Seems a little old.
I love dressing up.
Well, what do you do? Do you just
deny
them?
But you don't trick or treat.
Pardon me?
You don't go up to the door and go trick or treat.
Don't you pull your beer in a wagon?
I go up to the door with the girls, yeah, sure.
Right, but you're not.
Are you in a costume?
You go up to the door with your children?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. You don't stay at the sidewalk while they walk up.
Well, it depends.
They're kind of young.
I've got a 3-year-old.
Yeah, yeah.
You take them in the golf cart?
I want the werewolves to get them.
Oh, there you go. You drive the golf cart around the neighborhood?
I think this year we're going to have to go in the Suburban. So we'll check local listings. It's a little chilly.
Yeah.
We'll see. It's kind of a drag.
I think this year you might have to go tomorrow.
Maybe.
Tim Cavanaugh from Chicago has joined us.
Hello.
I don't get the costume. You've got to...
You know what? You don't have to get it.
You have weird glasses from the mid-80s on.
No, I actually wore these glasses.
They're his.
Back in the mid-80s.
They look like
something
my Aunt Marge would wear. I don't even have an Aunt Marge, but if I did, yeah.
I did.
Are those ones that start at the bottom and then go up?
You know, they're like Harry Carey was a big influence.
Oh, really?
Sure, it seems to be.
Seriously?
And apparently with those glasses, so was Harriet Carey.
Yeah. Well, his wife, Dutchie, I never did quite get Dutchie.
Seriously, were those your glasses?
Those were my glasses. Yes, they were my glasses.
You must have already.
Why are you laughing?
You must have already been married.
And you know what? I was already married.
And your wife never said anything.
She helped me pick them up.
I was going to say, did she go help you?
Oh,
I mean, that was the style then.
Her sister came with me, and she said, "Oh, those look like the glasses where you take them off and your nose comes with it."
So that's
good.
It's nice to know that your wife and her sister conspired to go. I'll bet you $100 he won't wear these.
don't have to worry about him.
You know what?
He's not going to be fooling around with anybody.
Yeah, don't have to worry about him on the road now.
There you go.
Wow, you know what?
Yeah. That may have been
it
what
did
happened.
Work. Yeah. It did work.
Oh, Christy, I saw something I want to tell you about real quick. Have you guys seen this commercial? I know you saw it, Pat. It's for men's wedding rings.
Oh, yeah.
And they're designed so that you don't have to take them off at the gym. Have you heard this? Apparently, oh, they're sort of ventilated or something.
Flexible. Yeah, they're real flexible. Wow. That's a real big thing. Yeah, they're like a synthetic.
And silicone.
The commercial's great. It's all about this woman talking about how her husband's not going to get hit on at the gym because he took his ring off. And
she is crazy.
Yeah.
Men get hit on more, I think, with wedding rings.
Pat, maybe you should get yourself a wedding ring.
Yeah.
Buy five right for the show.
Okay. All right. Just good to know.
There are rings for everything anymore. I mean, a lot of guys trade their wedding bands. They do different looks, different colors.
They have more than one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I see a lot of black wedding rings
mm-hmm.
now.
Really?
Yeah.
Aren't they supposed to be gold? Isn't that the whole thing?
Well, not always.
Gold or silver.
I've got a trunk full of them.
Yeah, there you go.
Black wedding ring? That seems to be.
Uh-huh. Why do you wear your wedding ring on your right hand?
Good question, Christy. It's because I'm gay. No.
There you go.
Okay.
That seemed like Dear Bob and Tom, I always knew that.
No, I'm not. I'm not gay. You know what? I used to wear it on my left hand. And Pat, I don't know if you found this, that with the sophisticated guitar chords that we use.
Oh, yeah. It's horribly difficult to play, right?
I found that I would take that off,
yeah.
You know, like for every show, which didn't go over real happy well with my
your wife
yeah. who is a woman, by the way.
But what is,
for those of you,
in our defense, what's her name again?
Who are fixating. Christine.
Oh,
Chris.
I was just
going to
say Chris. But
since you're wearing these glasses, you better really double down on your heterosexuality.
Exactly right. You know what? Larry King wears these same glasses.
Oh, God.
As a matter of fact.
Well, he looks like an alien.
I like the guys who wear the wedding rings around their neck on a chain. That's my favorite.
What's that all about?
I love the...
That's I'm married, but I don't want you to really know it.
I love the excuses that they give.
I will tell you off the
fingering on the guitar.
Exactly. You've heard my guitar work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up, Ace.
Classical gas every night.
It's really tough.
So if you were to get married again, would you wear a ring?
Sure.
Okay.
But I didn't know you'd get a black one. That just seems...
They actually look nice.
They do look kind of cool.
They're really cool looking.
They're kind of a...
Yeah, the football player who was in here earlier this week.
Oh, yeah. Dwight Freeney had a black ring.
He sure did. He sure did.
He did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Christy, do you check out the ring as soon as you see a man? Is that the first thing you look for?
Back in when I was looking, yeah, of course. Why wouldn't you?
Okay. I mean, I am so unobservant, as you know.
Yeah, we know.
Same here. I never look for that
kind. I couldn't tell you what kind of cars most of the people that work here drive.
So you wouldn't, if you were single and you were, say, at a bar or whatever, you wouldn't look to see if a woman was married first before you started talking to her?
Can you imagine him at a bar, running tail? Can you really?
That's a bit.
Is that the current phrase, running tail?
I don't know. That's what we used to say. And I hope
really?
It'd be funny. And maybe
he would hire a wingman.
Yeah, he would.
Running tail is a Native American term, I believe.
Running tail.
Usain Bolt is a running tail.
Now,
Back to your costume, what are you supposed to be?
Yeah. Well, you know, I was thinking about it on the way down because I didn't really prepare anything.
Right.
So you've got like a brass looking giant necklace on, a scarf.
You're out of bones.
I haven't shaved in several days. So
really?
Maybe I could go like
several days, huh?
Yes, several days.
Oh, I think I may know what you were dressed as.
I
know. You're dressed as a Catholic religion teacher that's been kidnapped in a cold climate and just released.
That's exactly correct.
Very specific.
That is exactly
With that
correct.
Hat on, you looked like a Smurf, kind of, only you weren't blue.
Well, you know what?
What is it? Cough it up. What's the answer?
I decided to just say you're homeless.
Oh,
okay. Look at this!
I thought you were like a hipster.
Look at this with my hair
cap on
and my beard.
Pale complexion.
I look like something from Breaking Bad, don't I? I look rough. I look like a
That's,
meth. Dealer.
Very imposing.
Oh yeah,
yeah, don't I?
Yeah,
meth dealer.
Meth dealer.
You look like a Catholic high school religion teacher that tried to go undercover.
That's exactly right.
And got the crap beaten out.
Yeah, you look like a narc.
You look like a narc. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. I'll take narc.
No one's gonna go. Yeah, he's a meth dealer.
And see, I had this Bob and Tom T-shirt that I turned inside out.
Yeah.
And I
ripped it. Oh,
oh my, look at that.
That's a nice stomach
you
got.
So, yeah,
second,
you know what? Let's put this costume to the test. Why don't I take you down to 38th Street?
Let's see if you can score some...
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years.
Is it time yet? Like, can we get back in into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.